Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of Story Lab. One episode, one genre, one story. As you all know, my name is Isabel, and today I will share a spy story I wrote myself called The Great Escape. Nova Lester opened the brown wooden door of her house and headed out to the bakery. Her rusty red hair was down by her shoulders as always, and her strawberry blonde streaks falling down her ears as her hazel green eyes reflected with the sun. The 8-year-old was a very curious and always looking for adventure. The land of Elkan was a beautiful place with forests and rivers and snowy mountains in the winter. Not like Korlum, an evil land filled with debris and destruction where people are thieves and criminals. All that disaster was ruled by Lord Magnus. "Hello, Mrs. Jones," said Nova as she walked into the bakery. "The usual?" asked Mrs. Jones, a short old woman with white tangly hair and gray eyes. "The usual," repeated Nova, while she received a loaf of ripe bread from the woman. "Thanks," exclaimed Nova, as she left 3 gold coins on the wooden counter. "You are very welcome," said Mrs. Jones, as Nova opened the door and started her way home. When Nova got home, she and her little sister Coral shared a piece of bread while talking about school. Those two were very good friends, best friends, actually. Coral was 2 years younger than Nova. She always admired her. Coral also had red hair, but her was brighter and looked more like coral under the sea. Suddenly, Nova heard a sound in the distance, and before she knew it, bombs were falling, fire was catching, and Elkan was destroyed.
10 years later, Nova's memory was erased after the attack. She grew up in Korlum, and she was raised to believe that the kingdom was good. She was raised by a woman named Karin that treated her like she was a servant. Until one day, when 10 years finally passed, when Nova was old enough to be an adult, she caught Karin with a Korlum guard in her room. "The execution will take place next Wednesday. She is a danger to our society," said the guard as Karin nodded. "I'm so happy to finally get rid of that Elkan brat," said Karin with cruelty. Nova couldn't believe it. She was from Elkan. She had always been a good person. She thought Korlum rescued her, but then she realized that it was a horrible place and she was planning to escape and join Elkan again. She ran miles and miles when she finally reached the bridge that separated Elkan and Korlum. Her beautiful hair blew in the wind when a warm hand landed on her shoulder to stop it from trembling. She turned around quickly and saw a woman with dark hair and shadowy eyes that appeared to be in her 40s standing behind her. "Hello, my name is Alice Portman, and I want you to come with me in joining the SEO," announced Alice with confidence. Nova just glared at her with confusion. "I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and I will answer them as soon as you come with me." "So," started Nova as they started walking onto the bridge, "what's the SEO?
"The Elkan Secret Organization. It's a spy organization planned to take down Lord Magnus and to restore peace in both kingdoms," replied Alice. Nova didn't hesitate to answer. "I'm in." "Overall, Lord Magnus killed her family, and she could never forgive him for that, even if she did have a family." "So, what's my first mission?" asked Nova with more curiosity than anybody in the world at that moment.
"Turn yourself in, and they will bring you to the dungeons. Another agent was caught trying to steal a piece of information. She has it, but she needs help getting out, and that's when you come in," explained Alice as she handed Nova a silver key. "This key will let you escape the dungeons, and make sure you let the other Elkan prisoners out with you," Alice reminded her. She turned back and started towards the Korlum castle. "Nova," Alice yelled. "Good luck," she said softly, but loud enough that she could hear her. "Not that you will need it."
She entered the castle of Korlum and turned herself in. The guards took her to the dungeons. Inside, there were about 80 Elkan prisoners, almost dying of hunger. Nova saw a girl that looked familiar to her and appeared to be about 16 years old, giving bread to some children. Nova approached her and the girl said, "Hi, I'm Cory."
"I'm Nova," Nova replied.
Cory looked surprised at Nova, but then she shook it off. Cory was wearing a black jumpsuit with the initials SEO on them. "She must be the other agent," thought Nova. She took the key out of her pocket and made a signal to her towards the door. Cory followed her with no surprise towards the dungeon door. Suddenly, Cory stopped her and said, "Nova, I'm your sister."
"Coral, I survived the attack."
The color in Nova's face left, and 1,000 old memories rushed to her mind. Coral, her only family had left alive.
They shed an enormous hug and unlocked the door. All the prisoners, Nova and Coral, escaped the castle and started a new life in a new kingdom. So, this was The Great Escape. Make sure to check out my other episodes. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.